News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A large-scale stimulus plan will be needed in Budget 2021. That's according to the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. They've released their budget submission this morning. Sebastian Barnes is, of course, their chair. He joins us now. Sebastian, what exactly are you calling for in your budget submission?
Well, good morning.
Morning.
So, obviously, COVID has had a major impact on the Irish economy. A lot of sectors are clearly still suffering a lot, though things have got better a bit faster than we hoped. And I guess that's encouraging, but that might not tell us very much for the future, given what might happen with COVID and with Brexit. And so in that context, as you said, we think that it will be appropriate in the budget to have a large scale stimulus to support demand next year and the year beyond. In a period where unemployment is still going to be very high, when investment and when construction are likely to be very, very weak. And so that needs to really aim at two things. One is to be able at least to continue the kind of income supports we've needed, if as it turns out that they're needed next year, beyond the end of March, but also to have a larger scale stimulus that would just support demand in general, perhaps focused around investment.
What kind of money are we talking about?
So I think working out the exact amount of money, we haven't given a precise figure. I think the government needs new forecasts, it needs new data to build that on. But in our report, we've used the same illustrative figure that we had in May, which was 10 billion. So that's a 10 billion over a couple of years, split up over a couple of years. There's already 2 billion of stimulus that for next year that was put there in the July plan. So it's really about going further than that and providing more money. Some of it perhaps on a contingent basis. So perhaps the government's talked about a reserve fund where they could identify some funds, and if there's a hard Brexit or maybe if COVID is worse than expected, they could draw on those funds to stimulate the economy more if the economy turns out to be weaker.
How long can we continue to stimulate the economy for? I think everybody accepts that the joke is we're all Keynesians now. Everyone accepts the need to spend at the moment. How long can we afford to do that for, do you think?
Well, I mean, you're right. And I think people are right to be concerned, and we're concerned. It looks like public debt will be at 120 or 130% of GDP, and it may stick there for a long time. So that is a very high level of debt. And ultimately, in the long run, something will need to be done to bring it down to a more prudent level. But luckily, interest rates are very, very low, and that creates very favorable debt dynamics. So as long as Ireland can keep the confidence of markets, as long as interest rates remain low, it's actually in a relatively favorable environment for financing. It's the exact opposite of what we saw in 2008, where the state lost access to financing. And there we had to run a pro-cyclical fiscal policy, which, as we know, was very, very costly. So we're very fortunate in this situation that we have a reasonable margin of maneuver.
Now, I know you are not a public health expert and would not claim to be, and you probably don't want to stray into the areas that Enfield are on, engaging in. But do you worry about lockdowns and the economic impact and the fiscal impact that could have?
Of course. I mean, I think obviously the public health aspect is extremely important as well. It's something we're looking at very closely. As you say, we're not experts in it, but like everyone else, we follow it very closely. There are really two risks related to COVID. One is in terms of of how the pandemic evolves, how the disease spreads, how effective policy measures are to deal with it, how does people's behavior adjust? But if you look at other countries, it can pick up extremely quickly. In France or in Spain, a few weeks ago, they were kind of in a situation more similar to where Ireland is today, and it's really moved very fast. So there's that health risk, and there's also the economic risk. So we don't really know how long companies can hold out. Companies have taken a big hit. The government support has helped them a lot. But we just don't know how vulnerable the corporate sector is.
Have we got the balance right, I suppose, is the question I'm asking. Or is there a danger we can lose the emphasis of the importance of business and the economy in a headlong rush to reduce COVID numbers?
Yeah, I think it's a very difficult balance to strike. And I think you have to look at sort of both sides. I mean, if the virus was really to spread and lots of people were to become ill again, that might bring in more drastic measures, which would have a more drastic impact on the economy. So I think the government's having to strike a very difficult balance. I'm glad I'm not the one who has to do it.
Yeah, fair enough. Listen, just before you go, and I haven't flagged this question, which is, so feel free to sidestep it because it's outside your bailiwick. A 4-day week, do you have a view on it? A personal view?
Personally, I'd be in favour for myself.
We all would.
And I think it does actually raise a deeper question about COVID, which is about how society responds. And it's obviously difficult for the government because they have to deal with all of these day-to-day things. But there is a bigger question about kind of what the future is going to look like. I think some of that actually comes, if you look at the stimulus, the investment part, thinking about, for example, dealing with climate change. So some of this long-term thinking about what the system is going to look like, and that might include a four-day week. It might include the fact that people are going to be teleworking a lot more. And so, we might need different infrastructure. It might have different implications for housing, all these kinds of things. I think it is good if people think ahead to that.
Okay, thanks indeed. Interesting thoughts there. Sebastian Barnes, the chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council.